Random House Audio presents A Wanted Man by Lee Child, read for you by Dick Hill. For Jane, Standing by the Major Oak. Chapter 1. The eyewitness said he didn't actually see it happen. But how else could it have gone down? Not long after midnight, a man in a green winter coat had gone into a small concrete bunker through its only door. Two men in black suits had followed him in. There had been a short pause. The two men in the black suits had come out again. The man in the green winter coat had not come out again. The two men in the black suits had walked 30 brisk feet and climbed into a bright red car. Fire engine red, the eyewitness called it. Vivid red. Fairly new. A regular four-door sedan, the eyewitness thought. Or maybe a five-door. Or a three-door, but definitely not a two-door coupe. A Toyota, the eyewitness thought. Or maybe a Honda, or a Hyundai, maybe a Kia. But whichever, the two men in the black suits had driven away in it. There was still no sign of the man in the green winter coat. Then blood had pooled out from under the concrete bunker's door. The eyewitness had called 911. The county sheriff had shown up and gotten the story. He was good at hustling folk along while looking patient. It was one of his many talents. Eventually, the eyewitness had finished up. Then the county sheriff had thought for a long moment. He was in a part of the nation where in every direction there were hundreds of square miles of emptiness just over the dark horizon, where roads were long, lonely ribbons. He was in roadblock country. So he...